Chapter 53, The Land Which Was Called Beulah. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Song of Solomon 2, verses 12 and 13. Finally, the travelers were across the enchanted ground. They now entered into a country called Beulah, which means the married. The air was sweet and pleasant. The men felt refreshed by it. Here all kinds of birds were singing, and beautiful flowers were blooming. Also, the turtle dove's voice was heard. In this country, the sun shone day and night. It could not be otherwise, for across from it was the valley of the shadow of death. It was safe in this country, too. Giant Despair could not come here. Even his castle could not be seen from here anymore. They were in view of the celestial city, the city to which they were traveling. Here they met a few citizens of the city. They were shining angels who could walk around freely because it was so close to heaven. This country was actually a kind of a wedding country, for in this place the covenant between the bride and the bridegroom was renewed. The true travelers are the bride, and the Lord Jesus is the bridegroom. Here, the heavenly bridegroom sees his bride. And then it is the same as with an earthly bridegroom. When he sees his bride, he is happy with her. Thus, God delights himself in his travelers here. It was a glorious place. There was an abundance of corn and enough wine. Along the way, they often had to search for food and drink, but here was an abundance. It was also very special that they could hear voices from the celestial city. Christian and Hopeful clearly heard, "Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him." What was the meaning of this voice? Who was the daughter of Zion? With the daughter of Zion, the true travelers were meant. And now the daughter of Zion could hear, "Thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him." What does this mean then? It means that salvation is very close by now. Just a little while, and the travelers would be happy forever. Christian and Hopeful, you are almost there. The people who lived in this country were also called the holy people. They were the people whom the Lord sought and redeemed. When Christian and Hopeful walked here, they were very happy. They had never been this happy before. The closer they came to the city, the better they could see it. Look, the city was built with pearls and expensive precious stones. The streets were paved with gold. The city was basking in the sunlight. The view was so glorious that Christian became sick of desire. Hopeful felt this too a few times. Therefore, they laid themselves down for a while. At the same moment, they cried out with desire, "Is there someone who sees my beloved? If you meet him, tell him that I am sick of love." After a little while, they felt strong enough to bear this sickness. They continued their travels and came closer and closer now. To the left and to the right were orchards, vineyards, and gardens. they could enter them too, for everywhere along the way were gates through which one could enter. They were all open. As they walked here, they met the gardener. "Whose are these vineyards and gardens?" they wanted to know. "They are the king's," he answered. "He planted them here to enjoy them himself, but also to gladden his travelers and to strengthen them. Just come along," he said in a friendly voice, and brought them into the vineyards. "Now just enjoy all these delicious grapes." He also showed them the walkways and the arbors in the king's garden. The king delighted himself with these. They stayed here for a while and lay themselves down to sleep. While they were lying here, I heard them talking in their sleep. I was surprised about this, for I never heard them talk so much during their journey. The gardener noticed that I found this special. "I see that you are wondering about this," he said. "You probably do not understand how this is possible." "No, they never talked that much." "That is because of the fruits of the vine, which they were allowed to eat," he said. "They go down very smoothly. They are so sweet that even the lips of sleeping people begin to speak." When the two awoke again, I saw them turning toward the city. But the shine, the reflection of the sun upon the city was very strong. It was so glorious that they could not look at it with their natural eyes. They had to cover their faces and were now only able to see the city as if they were looking through an instrument made for that purpose. A little later, Christian and Hopeful met two men with robes which shone like gold. Their faces shone like the light. "Where do you come from?" they asked. Christian and Hopeful told them. The men also asked where they had lodged and which difficulties and dangers there had been. Furthermore, they wanted to know how they were comforted and strengthened along the way. The men told everything. "There are two more difficulties you will meet with, and then you will be in the city," they said. Immediately, Christian and Hopeful asked, "Are you willing to go with us?" The men agreed, "but remember that you must enter in by your own faith," they said. Together they walked on until they came close to the gate. Explanation. Before the Lord takes his children to himself, he sometimes gives them a foretaste of heaven. Then, again, the Lord makes them feel they are his bride and that he is the bridegroom. Then everything blooms with love. During their life, so often there was poverty and want. Now they may at times share in God's favor. They also may hear his voice again. He promises that salvation is very close. Sometimes their desire for heaven is so strong that they become sick. Then they cannot stay upright anymore. Who can endure God's love? They rested a while and then continued. Then they met the gardener. A servant of God is meant with this. He may bring God's children into the vineyards of God's favor. Then they sometimes may be drunk with God's love. Then they also want to tell about it. It even happens that they are speaking about God's wonders when they are asleep, even though they were not able to talk about it during their life. Travelers met two angels. Of course, we cannot see angels. Nevertheless, they are there. They do much important work for the Lord. Here they may lead God's people to salvation. How happy if the angels are our friends. But angels cannot save us from death. That is why they said that Christian and Hopeful had to enter in by their own faith. Not angels, but the Lord Jesus only can save us from death.